Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Before we start the show, I want to tell you about a podcast I love that I think you'll love too. We all follow people online, and we do it because they make us laugh, or they inspire us, or maybe we have a little crush on them. But who do those people follow? Every week on the Follow Friday podcast, you'll find out. It's a guide to the best people on the internet. Past guests have included YouTube star Tom Scott, New York Times writer Kara Swisher, TJ Raphael, host of the podcast Biohacked, and many more. Search for Follow Friday in your podcast app now or go to followfridaypodcast.com. You can find this link in today's show notes. Hello, Earbuds listeners. It is simply lovely to be with you all today. How are you? How is the listening going lately? I want to start the show today with a little gratitude shout out to all of the amazing curators that we've had over the years, many of whom are listening here today. As I think about the ways Earbuds has changed me over the past 5 years, one of the things I feel most grateful for is how much I learn from our curators. Because anyone can curate a list, I always end up learning about so many diverse passions and causes. And that's something that I don't think everyone can say that they get from their job. This week is one of those weeks where I feel humbled to be able to share information about a really important topic. Every year since 1988, the second week of May has been recognized as National Stuttering Awareness Week. As defined by the National Stuttering Association, quote, stuttering is a communication disorder involving disruptions or disfluencies in a person's speech. It's estimated that 1% of the world's population stutters, though about 5% of children go through a period of stuttering, end quote. This week, we're featuring a list of podcast recommendations by Maya Chupkov, host and producer of the podcast Proud Stutter. Her theme for this week's list is raising awareness about disabilities. In a moment, we're going to hear from Maya. She's going to tell us about her work as a disability justice podcaster, and she'll share more about her podcast picks for this week. After that, we'll hear from Imogen Arate, the host and producer of the Poets and Muses podcast. Imogen curated a midweek mini list for us about Asian and Pacific Islander contributions to artistic diversity. After that, we're going to tell you about this week's spotlight pick, Dead and Gone. And finally, I'll give you all the updates and highlights from the podcasting world that you've been waiting for. Are you listening to your podcasts on Good Pods yet? It has truly changed the podcast listening game for me. And that is saying something because I listen to podcasts pretty much all day long. If you haven't yet, you should definitely check out Good Pods. What I really like about it is that you can leave comments for individual episodes. And if we all get on it, we can communicate all day long about the podcast that we're listening to. So please check it out. Okay, rant about Good Pods over. Now here's Maya Chupkov to tell us about this week's podcast recommendations for Earbuds Podcast Collective.
Hey there, my name is Maya Chupkov, and I am the host, creator, producer, and editor of Proud Stutter Podcast, a show about shifting the narrative around stuttering one conversation at a time. Episodes feature guests who stutter in comedy, music, journalism, teaching, and more. Stuttering is just a different way of speaking, not something that has to be fixed or cured. I just wrapped up season one and will be releasing bonus episodes leading up to season two, which will launch later this year. I myself identify as a person with a speech disability, which is why for this playlist, I chose disability-focused podcasts that are also attempting to shift the narrative around disabilities and expand it to be more inclusive, similar to my own show, Proud Stutter. One of the most powerful ways to shift hearts and minds is to break down the barriers and tell our stories on our own terms, which each of these shows aims to do. The first episode I picked from Proud Stutter is Dating with a Stutter. It talks about how stuttering led me to finding the right person. And it also just talked about my journey towards self-acceptance and embracing that part of my identity a little more. The second episode is from Enabled Disabled Podcast, a show and a resource hub for people with disabilities with the goal of shifting the narrative around disability. This particular episode is about how one woman with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome reflects on her diagnosis and her journey to become a physician's assistant. The third pick is Disability Visibility, a show featuring stories on what it's like to live from a disabled lens. The episode I chose tells the story of how it is to live as a refugee with a disability in the United States. My fourth pick is Youth Organizing X, a podcast about how young people are organizing themselves and demanding a more equitable future. This particular episode is about disability justice and what we can learn about organizing from leaders in the disability justice movement. The fifth pick is The Politics of Disability. It's a show that talks about the intersections between politics and disability. I chose this particular episode because it talks about how the medical community can become better at interacting and treating people with chronic illnesses by addressing medical racism and bias that are still present today. I hope listeners walk away from these shows with a deeper understanding of speech diversity and the experiences of people living with disabilities. Proud Stutter teamed up with the City and County of San Francisco to recognize the second week of May as National Stuttering Awareness Week. To help celebrate, Proud Stutter is putting on events to help spread more awareness about stuttering during this special week. Learn more and RSVP at proudstutter.com/events. Our goal is to have cities across the country pass similar resolutions so we can help shed a bigger light on stuttering. And if you want to get involved in that advocacy effort, head to proudstutter.com.
I am very excited to tell you about this week's earbud sponsor, Focusrite. Podcasting can be full of daunting concepts like gain staging and signal chains and waveform degrungulating. Did you even notice that I made that last one up? Skip the jargon and be your best creative self with an audio interface from Focusrite. Once you're ready to record, Focusrite has taken the guesswork out of setting your levels with their unique gain halos, blinking lights around each gain knob that let you know when you've reached the ideal level for your voice. We'll have more information about Focusrite and their audio interfaces in the show notes of this episode. You can learn more at Focusrite.com. That's Focusrite.com. We are also proud to be supported this week by PodChat, a podcast hosted by Danny Brown. PodChat brings you the people and tech of podcasting, featuring industry leaders like James Cridland, Evo Terra, and me, and more. PodChat covers what's new in podcasting, what needs to be new in podcasting, and who is making it happen. Follow for free wherever you wear your headphones. You can learn more at podchat.ca/earbuds or in the show notes of this episode. Thank you to Maya Chupkov for curating this week's list of podcast picks for Earbuds. Maya's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in newsletter form at earbuds.audio. Do you want to be our next Earbuds curator? As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcast picks, and you can also record a voice clip, just like Maya did, to tell us about those podcasts. Anyone can curate a list. Find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, we've got Imogen Arate to tell us about her podcast picks for API Month. In addition to our weekly podcast recommendation list, we sometimes publish a list of special midweek content on the Earbuds blog. This week, the host of Poets and Muses shares 5 podcasts about Asian and Pacific Islander contributions to artistic diversity. Here's Imogen to talk about her podcast picks.
Hi, my name is Imogen Arate. I am the executive producer and host of Poets and Muses, a weekly poetry podcast where we chat with poets about their inspirations. Since launching in December of 2018, we have featured 149 poets from 18 countries. Because May celebrates Asian and Pacific Islander history, I decided to curate a list of Asian and Pacific Islander podcasters who are contributing to creative diversity. I never listened to podcasts before launching Poets and Muses. So all of these five episodes of their podcast are my discoveries on the journey of podcasting. So I hope you enjoy listening to them. And one of the things that made me choose these is I really enjoy introducing people to creatives who are not only working on their own craft, but also providing platforms to highlight other creative voices. For instance, Imogen A-Rate with Amber McCrary from our Poets and Muses podcast, an early episode featured Amber, who's a Diné or Navajo poet, who has now launched her own press called Abalone Mountain Press. And it highlights creatives from diverse indigenous nations. Top movies of 2021 from the Just Because the Human Experience podcast, for instance, Michael Lobo, the host, talks with people from various backgrounds about different experiences from their lives, usually on a theme. And in this particular episode, they rank movies that were released in 2021. I also really admire people who can take their own pain points or negative personal experiences and turn them into solutions for the greater public, which is why I really love the episode called Shalini Govindpai's Breaking Stereotypes from Modern Minorities. And she talks about how her experiences with gender stereotypes in university helps her now to break those, as well as many other stereotypes in the film industry where she works. In Refugees in Cambodia, an episode from Hamburger Generation, which is a hilarious and very bingeable storytelling podcast, the hosts speak with their friends about a chance meeting with a resilient Syrian refugee family who really just changed their outlook about their lives in Cambodia. In Asian Front Women in Rock from the Lion's Share podcast, the hosts and guests talk about front women in rock bands who really just shatter the meek and quiet Asian women stereotypes. So these are all just wonderful podcasters who are introducing us to not only voices from the Asian and Pacific Islander community, but also from other communities of color, as well as the greater world, so that we can listen to each other's stories. And it is very important to me.
Thank you, Imogen, for sharing these podcast recommendations with us. You can find Imogen's blog post linked in the show notes of this episode. Next up, it is spotlight time. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, you can apply to have your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website. We have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast Dead and Gone from Tenderfoot TV. Here's what it's about. Despite the Grateful Dead's ethos of peace and love and communal music, there's a darkness that surrounds the band. Across five decades, a string of unexplained accidents, murders, and disappearances have befallen some of the band's most dedicated fans, affectionately known as Deadheads. Some were last seen on their way to Grateful Dead concerts. Others simply vanished or were tragically murdered while attending shows. Hosted by Payne Lindsay and Jake Brennan, Season 2 of Dead and Gone dives deep into the Deadhead subculture, investigating four of these tragic, unresolved cases while simultaneously navigating the career of this iconic band. You can learn more about Dead and Gone at deadandgonepodcast.com and in the show notes of this episode. Next up, some things you might love if you love podcasts. Podcasters, did you know that you can now apply to have your podcast spotlit in the Spotify app? All it takes is filling out a simple form. Of course, there are no guarantees, but it is absolutely worth a try. Learn more at the link in our show notes. If you love feedback with earbuds, that means you're always looking for new podcasts to listen to. Feed the Queue is an amazing new podcast discovery podcast. Lauren Pacelle and Adela Mizrachi do the listening for you and then drop an episode of their favorite show into their feed. Give it a listen and leave it a rating and a review. Lauren Pacelle's long-awaited Disney cruise was just canceled this week, so your words would really cheer her up. And that's it for this round of Feedback with Earbuds. Thank you again to Nina Joss, our newsletter and podcast coordinator, for co-writing this week's episode. We'll be back next week with more podcast recommendations. Until then, have a great week of listening. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening. Cast Media is the leading independent podcast network, one of the first leaders in the simulcast strategy for show creation and distribution and award-winning shows in narrative storytelling, leading to 13 million unique views and listeners per month. Go to castmedia.com to check out all of their shows on their slate, including The Sarah Silverman Podcast, The Vile Files, The Opportunist, and Some More News. Their newest narrative, Vigilante, comes from the creative team who brought you The Opportunist and drops on May 23rd. Follow now on all podcast apps.